This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephan Good Day program offering another new lease on life opportunity for you to find out what's good in the world, what's going on here, there, and everywhere around the street or around the world. We have hot stuff. And as a matter of fact, the hottest thing, the hottest show in town, Jay, the meteor showers that have illuminated the night skies across the world, all the way from Delaware over to Turkey. You go to the NASA website, my favorite stop, looking, trying to find sanity in the world. You look out of this world to find out, you know, what the organ is. It's, the world is so organized, the order of things, how things work. And there's probably not a better, at the moment, a better way to check that out than to check this meteor situation out. The fireballs that soar across the, well, in this case, in our country, the mid-Atlantic states. Basically, 9 o'clock or after at night, that's the best time to see it. And for the information, what I've seen on the website, the NASA website, is that these things are moving at about 36,000 miles an hour. And so they altogether, they are about as bright as a quarter moon. And then they disintegrate over Pennsylvania. And so they start in the night sky over Turkey, head in this direction. And they've gotten some good shots over in Turkey, too, lighting up the sky, like green and blue. It's pretty cool. So go to the NASA website if you want to see that one. Who doesn't want to see something like that, right?
When
they're so
beautiful.
Yeah.
Isn't right. I believe this month, there's some meteor shower at the end of this month, and I cannot think of what it is. And it goes on for a little bit.
Is it?
I think they come from Halley's Comet.
Yeah, it could
be. Which one is this?
Halley's Comet goes around like 83, every 83 years or something, isn't that? Halley's Comet, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah, I always get Halley's Comet and Hale-Bopp confused with each other.
Hale-Bopp, I like that. All right, there's a new, this means, I don't know if this is up your alley or not. It's up a lot of people that I know. They're the world's longest yard sale taking place right now. 700 miles along Route 127, the vendors set up tents and stalls that are 700 miles from Michigan to Alabama. So you can take a ride through these six states. This is an annual event. The title of the world's longest yard sale belongs to this brainchild of Mike Walker, a former executive in Jamestown, Tennessee. He set up a yard sale in 1987 to encourage people to go by the yard sale. He put up a lot of different signs around. This is, you know, what he did was actually advertise on the bigger highways, like Interstate 40, Interstate 75, which are near to where he is. And so if you go online to big yard sale, it's not, I think you just Google world's longest yard sale, you'll find it. The stuff that this, look at, Jay, look at this stuff. It's the usual clothing and glassware and things that people want to get rid of. But there's also a book on how to make German sausage.
Oh, really?
Right? Yeah. There you go. So help yourself. Have a good time. Kind of like fine art. You know, you can make, I would like to see somebody make a lot of money doing art out of food. You suppose anybody's ever done that? Is there so much money?
Out of food? Oh, of course.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I think there's like sculptures and stuff.
Out of food?
And, yeah.
I know, the butter sculpture. Last year, according to Sotheby's, $18 billion was made at auctions like this. First auction in America was held 277 years ago. Fine art today, all kinds of stuff. You can tell, I have auctions all the time, go to them all the time, farm equipment, that kind of stuff. It's a lot of fun. Great social event. Okay, let's get into the brass tacks of something special for today, like another hurricane. Hooray! Tropical Storm Lee, L-E-E, like Jack's Lee enzymes, long life energy enzymes. This tropical storm could have a long life, in fact. It's the next major hurricane, so some say, some forecasters. It's out in the Atlantic, and let's see, as of this morning, so I can see on the map here, where the heck this is. It looks like it's about 1,000 miles to the east of Cuba, and therefore 1,200 miles from Florida, maybe 1,400. It's way down in the South Atlantic. This is what they're saying, okay. By the weekend, could strengthen to a dangerous hurricane, winds over 140 miles an hour. Impact on the U.S., not clear at this time. So do not believe any of the headlines that you'll see, dangerous storm moving toward America. Yeah, okay, well, it may come and it may not.
Be prepared, but don't panic. Yeah.
Be prepared. So what do you think, the people in Florida aren't prepared after last week? I think they got it pretty well figured out. Anyway, so there's that story. Here's the story of a company that has devised an ingenious method, speaking of wind and hurricanes and all that stuff, old wind turbines. It's probably a good time for this, right? The first generation of turbines are now being decommissioned. So what do you do with these big fiberglass blades that kill all the birds? You know, that big to-do, the environmentalists get all worked up about this. So these things are put up there so that we can live a more sustainable life, right? Mm-hmm. So what do you do with this stuff when you talk about sustainable and they're all done? What do you do with them?
But also, like, birds fly into buildings all the time.
That's true.
We're not saying do away with buildings.
No. No, there are probably some cuckoos that want to do that. All right, so anyway, these, the old turbines will create 40 million tons of fiberglass recycling or whatever. They're not recyclable, apparently. I don't know why. Why aren't they recycling? You could do a lot with that fiberglass. Melt it down. Huh. Interesting. Well, so the company called Regen, which is owned by a trucking company, that is working to try to do something. And apparently they're going to chew these things up and put them in concrete and asphalt. Makes good sense, right? Reinforcing roadways. We certainly need more of that.
Yeah,
roadways, the pavement is so bad. So even I'd like to see this. Now, this is an interesting. We're trying to be sustainable. This development that I'm working on, the AgriHood, we're trying to be as sustainable as possible. I think I want to look into. Matter of fact, my partner's probably listening right now. He likes to listen to us in the morning. So let's look into how we can use these, had been heretofore non-recyclable stuff, like the blades in an old turbine. Let's put that into the concrete that's in the asphalt for the roadway, right? Let's do that. I think that sounds like a smart idea. Good idea. Let's not waste any. I can't stand, that's one of the things he and I argue about all the time. I cannot stand throwing away things that may have some value. May have some usage. He's got a big dumpster. Let's throw everything away. No. I don't want to throw it. Who knows what we can do with some of this stuff down the road. So anyway, I just thought this was an interesting idea. Right? What do you think? Think about this.
Anytime they're doing anything like this with the upcycling. Yeah.
Do it. It's great. Yeah. A lot of good ideas around. So good for them. Guys who's developed that's probably a pretty smart cookie. United Airlines went down like you did earlier this morning. They went down yesterday, nationwide ground stop for a while because the computers all burped and farted.
Yeah.
That was
anybody who has a phone, who has ever done a software update and has had issues, can identify.
Yeah, well, in this circumstance, we've got a lot of these things are so complicated. Can you imagine? This has got to be a computer system that works all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And it's not like there's a long time when, if your computer needs an update, you do it while you're not working. Well, airlines, they're constantly working. There's no
time
they can be like, oh, hey, nobody's doing anything. Let's do a software update now.
Yeah, no. Uh-uh. All right, elsewhere around the world, a couple of workers accused of causing irreversible damage to the Great Wall of China. Let's all have a, oh, no. All right, so the Chinese government has detained these two after they made a hole.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't the smartest guys in town.
Well, you would almost expect this from tourists. You know what I mean? You'd almost expect this from tourists, not people who are actually, like, working there that
yeah.
should definitely know better. But they needed a shortcut, so they opened mm-hmm. up a hole in the Great Wall of China.
Yep. And therefore, they are now in the clink, as it were. China Daily News says that these workers caused irreversible damage. I don't believe that. You ever done this wall? I've walked the wall. And it's going to take a lot of stuff to do any damage to that thing. It is one solid, almost piece of rock the way it was built. It's actually one of the great wonders of the world,
mm-hmm.
Legitimately, because of the way it was constructed and how far it goes.
Yeah.
It's really a fascinating bit of architecture. It goes back to the Ming Dynasty, which is, way before Christ? Probably 200 years before Christ, the Ming Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
People have tried to do this before, I think, and they usually get caught, and they'll never be seen again.
Well, people always try to carve their names into stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I think there were tourists that tried to do this to the Great Wall of China. Somebody did it recently to, was it the Colosseum?
And yeah, I think you're
right.
They
had no idea how historic and old this place was. Like,
yeah,
come on.
Right. There you go. Meanwhile, Kim Jong-Fatty is going to meet with Puke and Putin. What a great pair. Over arms negotiations. Yeah, they both need more armaments, right? Let's have some more guns and ammunition and tanks and planes and stuff so we can bomb or scare the hell out of the South Koreans. That makes good sense. You go do that there, pal. And if with any luck, Putin will find something wrong with you and throw you in jail and you'd never go home again. All right? So, actually, the Russians are going to them because they want to get military help from North Korea. There's a switch for what's going on in Ukraine. Food for thought. 18 after on Good Day.
Meet Joe A,
Hi.
Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
The smarter we to clean your floors, it's time to make the plus. Switch for Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
All right, team. Apps on the table by 7:30 sharp.
Jalen and his catering company have a lot on their plate.
Really particular.
He needs a bigger team to continue climbing up the food chain.
We've got this event. And Mitch, was that a contract for 200 or 250 people?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Unga Bunga, it's 23 at the hour. My grandson wants to know what Unga Bunga means. And I told him it means whatever you want it to mean. And he looked at me quizzically and he said, "What do you mean, Gramps?" I said, "It means whatever you want." He laughs hysterically whenever I say Unga Bunga. And so now he laughs more because he doesn't really understand what I was telling him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It can be used in so many different instances.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. All right, we have some updated news on Celine Dion. This is celebrity news that's trending on social media. Her older sister has given an update as to her ongoing, her being Celine's, health issues. As I said the last time we talked about her, we haven't talked about her for a while. She looks like there's something really wrong. She's always been very skinny, very pale, and now she's just bones. And so there's a reason for that. I don't think a lot of people knew what was going on with her and the debilitation and whether even she can survive. We'll talk about that after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
What a voice. For somebody as frail as she's always looked, she sure knows how to belt them out, man. And hit after hit after hit after hit. This is a great song from Titanic. Crank this up a little, will you? Thanks. A voice. So her sister, Claudette, is talking about Celine Dion. She says, quote, "She's a strong woman. She has something called stiff person syndrome, which is an incurable neurological disease that causes debilitating muscle spasms.
Yeah.
And when you're as skinny as she is, this must really take its toll, right?
Well, and it causes her to be unable to sing and move a lot of times. It takes over her body. And it's hard to believe that it was just this past December when Celine Dion acknowledged all of this with a video that she put up on social media saying that she wants to take a break from things. And then in May, she said that her tour was going to be canceled. The 2023-2024, she is just going to fully be focusing on this. But it's so rare. There is so little known. Researchers and doctors are looking for not even just a cure, but how to even maybe manage it. Because
the spasms are so violent.
Painful.
And you can break bones and dislocate joints and stuff like that, Jay. Wow. I have spasms. I have in the middle of the night sometimes cramps. But this is nothing you can't even imagine. Imagine having them all the time, your muscles contracting,
screaming. Just takes away the power of life.
Yeah, right. So she's only 55 years old, too, and that's tough. So it's got to be awful for the family to see what's going on and to try to care for her. Because, sure, you know, she wants to perform, but she can't anymore. She can't basically do anything. Can she feed herself? I don't know, she can feed herself. Maybe that's her problem, looking the way she does. So what a sad note on what's going on with Celine Dion. And so that's the message at the moment. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. government could run out of money by October 1st if a deal isn't reached between Democrats and Republicans in Washington. Top White House economic policy advisor Jared Bernstein tells CNBC both sides must agree to negotiate in good faith.
If one party is saying we will never raise taxes, even on millionaires and billionaires who pay an 8% effective tax rate, something this president just foundationally disagrees with, you know, we're stuck. So.
Researchers have identified a previously unrecognized cause of Alzheimer's disease in vascular dementia. Led by scientists from Oregon Health and Science University, a recent study unveiled that iron-rich cells with the brain play a destructive role in impairing the cells responsible for cleaning the connections between nerves. Thanks for listening. It's much appreciated. Tim Berg, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
All these devices and so many ways to connect. Hi, guys, it's Jen. Our favorite is when you call us at 855-999-DOUG.
I just love that.
And leave us a nice little message. Call today, 855-999-DOUG.
The hour. Ramsey Lewis has brought us into the in crowd, and we all know that if you're listening to this program, you absolutely, positively, unequivocally are a member of the in crowd. Jay is the vice president of the club. I'm the president. James Collins is the secretary treasurer. So we have our own club. How about that? Who needs the Radio Hall of Fame? Right? We've got our club. This is the in crowd.
Yeah, and we're about to get jackets for it, too.
Right, yes. Can we get some, like, postage stuff we could put on the refrigerator?
Yes,
this exciting program brought to you in part by the folks at 541 Travel, who want to give you the opportunity to get two free nights in Las Vegas Just dial them up, 800-419-DOUG. So it is true what you've seen here and there. For a good time, call Doug. 800-419-DOUG, 800-419-3684. And they have 10 operators standing by just for you. So if you're in the first queue, the 10 callers get answered right away, and you're all set. All right, have a good time. 800-419-DOUG. In a moment, we have a very special guest, a special occasion. Have some fun. I did want to spend a minute talking about what happened to the guy who died at Burning Man. We've talked about this since the weekend with all of the huzzarai, the mess. Have you seen pictures and video of this? The mud, but the dirt, the filth, all of the stuff that people... What's the matter with people?
Ration. Yeah, that was
a very long
time. I mean
plastic bags and paper and dirt and clothes thrown all over.
People were not prepared to be there as long as they were. I mean, it was almost like a battleground. But did they figure out the cause of death?
Drug intoxication. Overdose. Well, and that's what goes on at these things, right? I mean, that's what do you think happens? When go back to 68 and when we think about that was the first one of all of these things, these festivals. I don't think there were any before, right? The Woodstock.
Oh, with Woodstock. Were there any drug deaths or overdoses?
Oh, my God, yeah. All right, let's do what we were going to do. I'm going to bring Michael in now because... And I'm not that he's an expert on this more than I am, but we can kind of relate to these sorts of things. Michael Harrison, as you know, if you listen to this program with any regularity, he's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And we join hands every week or join voices every week to do the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is aired on most of the same stations that carry this program. Michael and I have been in the same kettle of fish for almost 35 years. We have known each other. He's devoted himself to talk radio. But he does have a life, and he's had experiences in radio, as I did, but he was a lot longer in the music business than I was. I got out in 74, and he was at the height of his career as a big-time jock in New York and Los Angeles. And so he was exposed to a lot of groups like Gun Hill Road. And I don't want to tell the story. You can tell the story. Gun Hill Road doesn't go back, though, to Woodstock. Wasn't Gun Hill Road like 71, 72? When did they get started?
Well, first of all, it's great to be here, and it's certainly wonderful sharing the airwaves with Jay. It's really great to be with you, Jay. Thank you. And Gun Hill Road formed in the New York City area in around 1969.
Oh, was it 69? Okay. So.
Yeah, and they had their first records in the early 70s, I believe, 1971 and 2. They started recording, and they were an album rock favorite. You know, the FM album rockers were
A-O-R, wasn't that what it was called?
Album-oriented rock radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I hosted a show on WNEW-FM in New York at that time, and one of the things that we were known to do, the disc jockeys, as you call it. We were presenters. We were sort of, like a museum. What do you call that? The people that present things. And
you're presenters. We were called jocks.
Yeah, and we were like curators. And I loved the Gun Hill Road. They were locally... oriented band. They had a national hit back when my hair was short. They had album rock songs, and I played them and became friendly with them. I was sort of like the fourth Gun Hill Roader at that time. And to make a long story short, fast forward, these guys have stayed together over the years. They obviously have other jobs, brilliant careers, ranging from business to show business, and started recording again about 10 years ago. And this time I joined them, and I'm a member of the band. And we've had tremendously interesting career since then with some very, very popular songs on the Internet around the world, including the current one, I Got a Line in New York City, which I sing lead on. Mm-hmm. We had an Internet smash over the past year called Idiots, and I do the lead vocal on that.
All right, I want to have this is the introduction. Before we get to I Got a Line, this is the one we introduced, I think, about a year ago. Crack it up, DJ. Their speech is often... Listen to the lyric line Michael's delivering. Never ceases to amaze me.
drunk among us.
Try to speak crazy, crazy, crazy.
Crazy, 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 crazy.
They cherry pick and reaffirm half-baked dumb ideas. Agree with almost anything that feeds their hate and fears.
All right, I don't want to overdo this. This is just to introduce you to what you may remember. People were talking about this, got lots of downloads, streams, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That was the creation of Michael and his friends at Gun Hill Road. So now, fast forward to today, and you've got one, but I think there's another one coming out. What's the story behind the story with regard to this presentation?
Okay, well, the new one is called, and these are tracks from the forthcoming fifth album. The new one is called I Got a Line in New York City, which has, it's kind of a provocative title. Mm-hmm. And I wrote it along with my co-writers, Steve Goldrich, Paul Reich, and Brian Coonan. The four of us constitute Gun Hill Road. We're a four-man creative team. And it's a provocative story about an out-of-work actor, a young actor who comes to New York to make it big on Broadway and faces the reality of the big city and the heartbreak of failure. We created the scenario, the graphics of it, completely with artificial intelligence. In other words, the music is as organic as you'll ever hear. Horns, strings, guitars, drums, voices. But the graphics of the video, and I'll tell everybody how they can see it, were completely designed by artist-assisted generative artificial intelligence. So mm-hmm. we were in cahoots with, we were collaborating with a brain from another dimension. Because when you do collaborative artistic work with AI, it's sort of like having this strange person on your team that takes what you tell it to do and creates it the way you want it, but then adds more to it. And the whole thing comes across as like a computer fever dream, you know. It's very, very exotic, to say the least. It's sort of an alternate universe view of New York City. The lead character, the protagonist, we call him Brando Young, which is a play on Young Brando. We told the computer, please make the protagonist look like Marlon Brando circa the...
So how did you do that? Hold on just a second. You told the computer. Let's go a little further with that.
The genius here is my son, Matthew B. Harrison. Matthew B. Harrison, who is the associate publisher of Talkers. And, you know, a second-generation broadcaster. He's been in the broadcasting business since birth. And now he's a very widely respected attorney, an intellectual property attorney, media attorney, and an artist on top of everything. And
somebody whose father's brother.
You tell the computer, a lot of people have, you know, the ChatGPT thing where you go, write a memo, you know, write me a story about why Doug Steffen is a very interesting radio talk show host, and it'll go through everything in the universe about Doug Steffen. And do the story, you know. Hmm. Well, there's graphic art that it can do too. So you say to it, like there's one line in the song where I go, my career's a go, my luck's about to grow, and I go, my luck's about to grow. Now people may think who remember Jim Durante. So we say, have a Jimmy Durante character. Don't be Durante. Have a Durante-esque. And then it sends you like 100 different pictures of Jimmy Durante.
The pictures that go with this are wonderful, but this is about the music, this is about the sound. So here is our premiere on Good Day of I Got a Line in New York City. Michael Harrison and Gun Hill Road. All right, crank that up, please, James. Sounds like jazzmatazz. Move. Yeah, you can move to this.
A line in New York City. I got a line. Here's how it goes. I got a line in New York City. Sorry, sir, we're about to close. I got a line in New York City. I got a line. Was me they chose. I'll say it fine. In New York City. Sorry, sir, we're about to close. Been knocking on doors all over the damn place. No one even answered to slam them in my face. I wasn't getting too far. But I kept on knocking and hitting the next door. And now I have a chance to step out on the floor. Someday soon I'll be a star. I got a line in New York City, in Off-Broadway's smallest show. I tell the star, slumped at my bar, sorry, sir, we're about to close. Growing up so far away, I dreamt of being in a play and making a name on Broadway. Just one of many fables, I wound up waiting tables day after day after day. Then one day, what do you know? I got a part in a show. My career's a go, no more slow-mo. The ends will justify the means, even though the plays in Queens, my luck's begun to grow. I heard a line in New York City. I heard a line. Here's how it goes. It ain't on stage in New York City. Hey, pal, your show's about to close. Sorry, sir, your show's about to close. Too bad, man. Your show has closed.
Wow.
So the rest of it is a pretty wild Dixieland band.
I like the Dixieland approach, yeah.
Yeah. The music is solid. It's I don't mean to be praising the work of... Gun Hill Road
okay.
Is a member of it, but I'm very proud of the music. If you don't have the music, then you're just making a parody. One of people said, how do you get that background? Is that karaoke? Go, no! This band's been around for 50 years. These guys are incredible musicians. Doug, you have no idea how honored I am to be a part of that band.
No, it's fun.
Joined the Kinks or the Moody Blues.
That was fun. Michael Harrison, where do they get this? I got a line in New York City.
IGotALine.com. IGotALine.com or GunHillRoadMusic.com.
IGotALine.com. All right. Michael is here with the story behind the story, if you will. 48 past the hour.
Linda, let's run vitals and measurements on Chairman Meow. And then
springtime is itchy skin time at Violet's Pet Clinic.
Oh, no. He seems to be very uncomfortable.
She needs more allergy vets to scratch appointments off her list.
Okay, let me see if I can find someone to get some steroid cream for him.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The harder we to clean your floors, it's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's doo-doo time on the Doug program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Chucker is off today, so we're going to dig around in some things that are Chucker-esque. Yeah. I don't like that.
We're going to do our best Chuck.
Chucker-esque. Barbie is about to pass the Super Mario Brothers to become the world's biggest movie, at least for this year. I don't get either one of them. They are not for me. I'm not the audience that these movies appeal to, so I guess I wonder whether I'm out of it. I like the movie that came out this past week with Denzel Washington, third episode of The Enforcer, not The Enforcer, The
Equalizer.
Equalizer.
Yeah, the third installment.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's the stuff, the Expendables 4 movie. Like, we need another one of those. It's just silly, you know, it's become the violence I kind of close my eyes to. But the stories are... I want to be gone. When I go to the movies, I want gonzo. I don't want to be thinking about stuff. I just want to be gone.
I think that's why a lot of people like a lot of these movies. Where
the movies.
Entertainment for entertainment purposes. Of course, there are some more artistic ones that make you think, that make you evaluate things, that some films change our mindset on certain situations. And then others are just
follow the sound of freedom.
Possible.
The Sound of Freedom is one of those. I did go to see that because I like Cavill, whatever his name is. I like him as an actor. And he has a tendency, at least the movies he does, to be a little heavy-handed with the God message, although this one isn't. This is not heavy-handed at all. It tells a story that is very important, needs to be told, about trafficking. And it has done very well for a low-budget movie, extraordinarily well. So there are those movies, and then the ones I can't stand, the Mario Brothers, I'm not the audience for that, any more than I'm the audience for these. There's a couple of movies coming out about the exorcism in a church, sort of revitalized.
The Pope's exorcist?
Yeah, right, yeah. And then there's another one about a... a nun. They both come out at the same time, and it's this creepy. Oh, my God. Why would you want to watch that stuff?
Oh,
you
yeah,
love it, though.
Sequel. I do like horror films. I have a more of a difficult time with the exorcism-style ones.
Yeah,
those
yeah.
ones are a little bit too scary to me. Like, I go see a horror film with some kind of monster or whatever, and I don't think that one's hiding in my closet. But then I go see a film about, like, an exorcist, and I'm paranoid.
There's one hiding
and
in your
thinking
closet.
That my bed is moving while I'm sleeping, and then I don't get any sleep. Like, that's a little too traumatizingly scary.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's something going on that's a result of the writer's strike. So the producers of NCIS, Investigative Service, Naval Criminal Investigative Service, that's what NCIS is all about. The first NCIS started, I think, 23 years ago, still going strong. They've had a couple of NCIS, they had NCIS Los Angeles for a number of years. That was a good show. I thought that was better than the original as years went on. Because the two leads were very likable, and they used to be likable characters, but they ruined it by taking the likable characters off, so that was the end of that. So CBS announces now they have a new NCIS, because there's no writer's strike down in Sydney, Australia, that's where they're going. They've started to film the episodes. It'll premiere on the Bill of Fare, Monday, November 13th, Now, you also get on Paramount Plus the next day. These are NCIS agents who go down there and they help the Australian police. It's a multinational task force to keep naval crimes in check. Anyway, I don't know who any of these people are that are the stars. They're not well known. But then most of these people...
There's going to be some kind of crossover with the first episode.
Yeah.
One of the characters from one of the other series that will make an appearance of why...
It sort of helps to connect all of them together.
Yeah.
There used to be... Well, there still is NCIS Hawaii, right?
Was it L.A., New Orleans?
It was L.A. New Orleans is gone. L.A. is gone. Hawaii is still there. So Sydney... is something that they don't have a writer's strike down there, so fairly creative of them, because there's a lack. The people who want to watch this stuff on television, and the people who want to watch the NCIS franchise, the FBI franchise, Law and Order franchise, they're all out of luck, because the writer's strike puts all that stuff on the back burner.
Well, it'll be interesting to see which episodic series will fold because of the strike, and they just get canceled to come back.
Yep. All right, there it is, a little info on some of the film and television news that's around without Chuck or Doug, Stefan and Jay Kirshner here at your service on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.